Hey everybody, welcome to the Friends Indeed podcast. I'm Rabbi Joshua Levine Grader, Executive Director here at Friends Indeed. Really nice to have you along for this episode. So Friends Indeed is an organization here in Pasadena. We're an interfaith organization. We provide supportive services to meet the basic human needs of our unhoused and at-risk neighbors, try and help them rebuild their lives. And everything we do is about compassion, connection, dignity. And today, I have a very special opportunity to share the story, in her own words, of a woman who's been using the women's room. And if you see from the title of this podcast for today, she says, "This place is like heaven. This place is like heaven." That's how she describes her experience in the women's room. And I'm just so grateful that she agreed to talk to me. And we're just going to go right to her, where I was able to chat with her in the office of Lindsay Reed, our women's room director.
My name is Andina, and I came to the women's room very needy and wanting to have, you know, just something special and just somebody like me, you know, to help me out what I was going through. And I felt like every woman in here were like angels who got sent to me, you know, because we're all heaven sent. So, and I, you know, was going through a lot of trauma, a lot of issues, didn't have anywhere to go, didn't have somewhere secure, I didn't have anywhere safe. When I walked in here, I felt like a relief. I felt welcome. I felt safe. I felt the you know, just this feeling of the love here, like God is here. And little by little, I kept coming and I kept coming. I reached out. I asked for help, you know, because they make me feel like I can go to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? That they're here to help me. I didn't feel there were no barriers. They were open. Whatever I needed, I said to them. And they helped me. And they connected me with a caseworker, which it was Olivia and then Narja. And then they we called some places for domestic violence. And I ended up getting a place in Long Beach. And it was very nice. It's for 90-day program. I did 90 days there. And then I got housing. I got permanent housing. I got a job there. It was very nice. I kept coming here and then sharing the news with them, you know, and letting them know how it's been so wonderful that they inspired me. I mean, they really, really inspired me from just like coming like out of darkness, you know, this is the light, you know. I came here and it was so awesome, you know. So I got a job. I saved some money. I got placed in a home. I have my own place now. I let them know I needed stuff, and they recommended me somewhere, and they gave me, I mean, I'm blessed, like I said. I mean, I would recommend this place to every woman in the world, even if they don't have any, whatever, have a place, just come here. Feel this. This is for women. This is something where you can open up your heart and feel wanted, feel good, feel like a inspiration. It'll lift you up. They have every resource here. I recommended friends here. I have the roommate that was staying over there, and Lindsay was able to help her. I mean, this place is wonderful. I love it.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's amazing. And I'm so happy to hear that you got the help you need. Yeah. You're ecstatic. Yeah. If you're able, can you share a little of your background? Doesn't have to be the traumatic side, but where are you from and how did you get to this place?
I'm from the South Bronx, New York. You know, I was raised by my grandmother and then moved to Baltimore, Maryland, ended up in California. I did great in Palm Desert, was out there for 18 years, had a place, everything. I met a person in my life that just devastated me. And I hit a part where I couldn't get myself together. You know, I kept getting it together, falling down. Until I found the Lord and I found this place, I was able to do it. Mm-hmm. I was able to come back, and I'm there today, you know?
Yeah.
And nothing can stop me now, you know?
Yeah.
If I need anything, I come to the woman's room.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah. So can you, for folks who are listening, you know, what has the journey meant before you found here? What are some of the obstacles that you face? What are some of the... I want people to know, like, what's going on.
So many hurdles, job, money, transportation, support, emotional support, just having, knowing that women can help other women, you know what I'm saying? And I don't have to belittle myself. I don't have to sell myself. I don't have to be a sellout for anything. I could just come here, you know, and I don't have to feel like I have given a part of me in order to be able to be safe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to give nothing. It's free, you know? It's awesome. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So now that you have a place to live,
yes,
which is amazing, you still come here. Tell us why.
I love the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I'm part of the family. Mm. They can't get rid of me. And I will always come. I will recommend everybody and anybody who needs help to come here, because this is the place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no other place like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you... If you're comfortable sharing, you know, I've shared before, you know, what it's like as best I can to be a woman on the streets, but I would like people to hear it from your own voice.
It's heartbreaking. It's lonely. It's desolated. You know, it's like there's nobody there to help you. You know what I'm saying? And like, they make me feel like they care. They do care, you know what I'm saying? So if I need anybody, if I need any kind of support, emotional support, I'm coming here, mm-hmm, you know, because they help me. And they make me feel so good, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is my family, you know. These are my sisters, you know. These are my angels. They have been sent to me,
yeah,
you know. God always sent somebody in your path to help you. Mm. And this is a place.
Mm. Beautiful. Have you told other women about this place?
Yes, I do. I tell every woman. I say, go to the women's home in Pasadena. It's off on Los Robles in Washington. Any woman I see on the street, any woman that needs some kind of help, that I feel bad for them, I say, go to the women's room, you know. And you don't have to say who referred you. Just go there. You know, you can take a shower. I say, look it up. I can tell them, look on the website. You know, there's resources there. They can help you get anything and anything you need. You can get body, food, warm meal, somewhere to sleep, blankets, clothes, you name it. I mean, I can't, there's no complaint. This is heaven, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for a woman who's out there on the streets and suffering, this is heaven. This is somewhere where you can find the Lord and you can find yourself and you can see other women like you. You can relate to other women. You can make friendship here with other women. I mean, I this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, you have a place to live, you have a job, you said? Or you're looking for a job?
I'm looking for a job, yeah. Because so I had a job in Long Beach, and I moved to Montebello. So that would be a long carpool thing. So, yeah, I'm looking for a job, but I'm not...
What kind of job? What kind
I'm
of work
a
would
pet
you...
I'm a pet groomer. I'm a pet stylist, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, 23 years in the business.
23 years as a pet stylist.
Yeah. And I specialize on the new breed. They call it... the Labradoodles, Golden Doodles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my specialty. I love those.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if anyone out there listening wants to hire a pet stylist, because I can say you can't see her, but her hair is very stylish.
I do my own hair, too.
You do your own hair.
Yeah, I love hair. Yeah, so, yeah. Wow. It's wonderful. I, you know, I don't worry about it. I have the Lord on my side. So whenever I go for a job, I tell him, let it be his will for me to get this job. It's not for me today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll come.
Yeah.
Yeah. He taught me to be patient.
Yeah.
This place I told you to be patient too.
Yeah.
You know, it'll come. Just believe and know that there's help.
Yeah.
And do you have ladies on the street still that you talk to or that you can give?
No, I haven't. Not lately. I haven't. I've been in my own place, you know, so I'm home now. So, you know, I don't need to be out there.
Yeah.
You know,
so what, obviously, faith has become an incredible part of your life. What else would you tell a woman who's in this situation?
Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Be strong. And there's help for women out there if we need it. If you want it, you got to want it yourself. You know, and you got to open yourself for help. Help is very hard to ask for. And as long as you're willing, there's always going to be help for that. Yeah.
Well, I am so grateful for you talking and sharing, and I'm so happy, not only for your experience here in the women's room, but that you have your new place, and I hope we'll be able to see you. I'll take you my dog if you really want to take a chance on trying to groom him, but that you stay with stability and safety and just
I'll never forget
blessings.
I always come here. They can't keep me from coming.
You're always welcome.
Yeah, this is my second home. So, you know, that's how I feel. You know, I'm able to sleep. If I want to take a nap, I could take a nap and be safe. Nobody's going to do anything to me. You know, being as a woman, there's so much things that can happen to you. Just laying down for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? And somewhere where you can adjust. Because you never know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I won't stop coming. And I recommend it to every woman in the world that needs to be. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate this, too. Thank you.
Wasn't that just a beautiful story? I'm so grateful to Undina for sharing and opening up and allowing everyone to hear a little taste of heaven, as she said, for how she felt coming into the women's room and the help that she got, the support that she got, and really the love that she got in order to help her get back on her feet and get back on track and find a place to live. And if you want a dog groomer, please let us know, and we'll be happy to put Undina in touch with you. But just a real huge thank you. It's not easy to open up, and she was so excited and so willing and so wanting to share. I wish you could have seen her face. It was just glowing as she was talking about how she was feeling as she's arrived at this new phase in her journey of life. So many thanks to Undina and to Lindsay and to Jane and to Jenny and to all the volunteers in the women's room who every day provide Undina and dozens of women like her the opportunity to have experiences of their own, but many of them mirror what she was sharing. So, very grateful. And I'm grateful to you for tuning in and listening and appreciate it. So that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Friends Indeed podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to learn more, you can go to friendsindeedpas.org. Check us out on social media. And don't forget, we have our awesome fundraiser, Stories from the Street, coming up October 14th, where we're showing the film The Soloist. And check it out. All the information is on our website. So I'm Rabbi Joshua Levine Grader. This is the Friends Indeed podcast, and we'll see you next time.